You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, who's at Northern Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Mertholler Chevrolet, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. This is your reminder that currently we are under a very severe fire warning. Red flag warnings have been issued, which is when critical fire weather conditions are happening or about to happen. It does not necessarily mean there is a fire, but it does mean that conditions will be very dry and windy, and a present fire can become extreme. You are asked to please properly discard cigarettes, keep vehicles off of dry grass, avoid activities with open flames or sparks, avoid power equipment that creates sparks, obey burn bans, evacuate if smoke or fire is headed your way, and evacuate if ordered to do so by local officials. Remember, Wisconsin has beautiful forests and we'd really like to keep them that way. So please be mindful and stay aware. Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. over in Glenflora, Artisans Outlets collecting canned goods and non-perishable food items to donate to the Hawkins Cupboard Pantry. Once again, they are collecting canned goods and non-perishable food items at Artisans Outlet on North 5750 White Street in Glenflora on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. With grass turning green and flowers begin to bud, allergies are striking. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot with more.
Allergy season has arrived. I'm sure you've already felt it. The sneezing, runny nose, itchy, watery eyes. And the main over-the-counter meds used to manage it are antihistamines or decongestants.
For our antihistamines, if you're having watery eyes, sneezing, or if you're having like a runny nose, antihistamines are the best medication to use for those symptoms. For decongestions, if you're having like a stuffy nose or nasal congestion, a decongestants will be a best choice for that. But if you are experiencing all symptoms, using both medications will have a complete relief.
That's Rebecca Tao, a pharmacy resident with Aspirus Health. She says seek medical attention if your symptoms are severe and persistent, and be mindful of potential drug interactions.
Especially to treat high blood pressure, or if you're taking sedative medications such as opioids or anti-anxiety medications or antidepressant medication. Because taking these medications together can cause unwanted side effects, or it can also reduce the effectiveness of your prescription drugs.
And there are other ways besides pills, she says, you can use to reduce symptoms with lifestyle changes or having certain environmental strategies.
You'll want to wash your hands or face frequently, or take showers after you're outdoor, use a purifier in the house, or just cleaning your house regularly can help reduce your allergy symptoms.
And research shows that allergies have only been getting worse, with deteriorating air quality and warming temperatures.
Nearly half of Wisconsin's college students could be affected by proposed federal changes to the student loan system. This legislation would make changes to repayment plans and cuts to the Pell Grant program for low-income students, including eliminating Pell Grant eligibility for students who are enrolled at less than half-time. Over 95,000 Wisconsin students received Pell Grants in 2024, and half the students in the universities of Wisconsin received federal aid. The legislation would also cap graduate student borrowing at $100,000. This Thursday at 12 p.m., the Taylor County Horse Camp is hosting a workday. They'll be meeting at noon at camp, and on this workday, they will be concentrated on general trail cleanup, making sure there are no obstructions, such as clearing down trees, and adding in signs or taking note of where signage is needed. Four-wheelers, chainsaws, and brush loppers are their preferred tools. Please let Mandy Consell know if you can make it so they know who to wait for at camp. Once again, this Thursday at 12 p.m., the Taylor County Horse Camp is hosting their workday. Four-wheelers, chainsaws, and brush lopers are preferred, and please let Mandy Consell know if you can make it so they know who to wait for at camp. School district leaders across Wisconsin are trying to find solutions after the Trump administration cut $16 million meant for healthier school meals. Savannah Tomielsen reports.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced more than $1 billion in funding last year for two programs that help schools, child care centers, and food banks buy locally sourced food. Caitlin Taurinen heads the School Nutrition Association of Wisconsin. She says schools have roughly $2 per kid to spend on school lunches, and that federal money helped bridge the gap in their slim budgets and partner with local producers.
It's hard for us to do that with the budget that we have. And not only is it hurting the students and the schools that are consuming this food, but it's really making a huge impact on our farmers.
Stacy Nelson is the director of food nutrition services for the Menominee School District. She says that federal money helped them move away from big box foods and give kids more nutritious options from local farmers.
Continuing to pull programs that are meant as a support to those kids isn't going to make America healthy again, which is what we keep saying we're trying to do.
Senator Tammy Baldwin has demanded the USDA restore that funding. Leaders in the Trump administration say cutting it is curbing government waste. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a win over the Rays, ending a three-game losing streak for Milwaukee. Top of the fourth, Christian Yelich, a home run to left, using a pink bat with his mother's name, Alicia Yelich, engraved in the wood. Jeff Levering, FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Yelich, down the left field line, long run, Simpson, running out of room and gone! Yelich goes deep on Mother's Day to tie things up. Cutter in the middle of the plate, and Yelich hits number 7.
William Contreras also homered. The Brewers with a 4-2 victory after a long weekend in Tampa. Manager Pat Murphy ejected Friday night, and weather delays every day.
I mean, this environment is tough. Threatening rain all the time. The mound's rugged. It's just a different environment than they're used to. So I'm proud we're in every game.
The crew heads to Cleveland tonight. NFL, the Packers back at work today for their off-season program. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Rarely does an 11-year-old title with not-so-great reviews get a second chance, but that is not the case with Reacher: Never Go Back. It doesn't hurt that the star of the film was Tom Cruise, or that the episodic Reacher starring Alan Ritchson is a big hit for Amazon Prime Video. How much do people like the Reacher franchise? Never Go Back is over 10 years old, got a 37% on Rotten Tomatoes, but still managed to somehow crack the top 10 on Prime Video, coming in at number 9 last week. I actually really liked it. The current Reacher, Alan Ritchson, and his manager, Dan Spilo, have parted ways, and apparently for good reason. Spilo was officially thrown off a movie set by human resources for bullying and yelling at crew members. It was at this time Alan Ritchson also fired him as his manager. Spilo was also a contestant on Survivor years ago and was dismissed immediately for being too touchy-feely with other contestants. What a guy. Do you know someone who doesn't have a podcast? Didn't think so. That's how popular they are, and they will be recognized this year as a new award category at the Golden Globes. The Best Podcast will have 6 nominees chosen from the most listened to podcasts that celebrate creativity and storytelling. The 83rd Golden Globe Awards will air on CBS on Sunday, January 11th, 2026, and will be hosted by Nikki Glaser, who also hosted last year. Comedy icon Martin Short and Hollywood icon actress Meryl Streep appear to have a romantic connection on and off screen. The couple are an item on the show Only Murders in the Building and are dating. The two 75-year-olds were spotted making out recently while taking a break from filming season 5 of the show. That's right, making out, and while cameras weren't even rolling.
Ugh.
Haven't you people heard of trailers? Only Murders Season 5 will premiere this summer, but there is no specific date. How would you like to be compared to a famous movie character and pocket $38,000? Sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, not if the character was Darth Vader and you're a woman named Lorna Rook, whose co-workers were the ones comparing her to the Star Wars villain after a corporate-issued personality test that was Star Wars-themed. Rook was out of the room at the time when her co-workers came to the conclusion, and she quit her job a month later. Glass half full? Darth Vader does do the right thing in the end. Pamela Anderson has been an actress for the last 30 years, but has only started actually acting in the last few years. The former Baywatch personality received critical acclaim for her role in The Last Showgirl. Anderson's latest role will be in the Naked Gun reboot opposite Liam Neeson, who will play Frank Drebin. The 57-year-old Anderson and 72-year-old Neeson hit it off famously on the set and claim to have movie character crushes on each other, according to the New York Post. The Naked Gun hits screens nationwide August 1st. I'm really hoping it's good. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the mid to upper 80s this afternoon with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We'll drop into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and a little breezy with a high once again in the mid to upper 80s. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high near 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.